or Kenny? For
the last few years, it's been Kenny instead of KCP. Kind of like Kenny anyways.
Coming to Memphis and hearing what Coach Isolo, and I'm probably still butchering his name, how he wants to run things on the court, how do you react to that coming in as a veteran?
I like it. I mean, I'm excited about, you know, his style of play. I think it fits, you know, right into my game and, you know, where he's trying to take this organization. Like, we're trying to play fast but under control.
When you were first getting into the NBA, what did your veterans teach you, and how have you sort of tried to use that?
First and foremost, a lot of my vets, you know, taught me how to be a professional, you know, on and off the court, you know, try to, you know, be as professional as possible. And also, I learned from, you know, my older vets, is just as far as, like, you know, taking care of your body. You know, I didn't know that the first few years in my career. But, you know, as I my career, you know, continue to go, I tend to learn from my vets as far as, like, taking care of the body, getting the treatment, getting the treatment, no matter what it is, you know, and just getting the proper rest and stuff like that.
You've played around a lot of good players in your career. Now you're beside John, Jaren, who have kind of been the cornerstones here for a little bit. I'm just curious, what is their leadership like, and how is that maybe different than other teams you've played on?
I mean, it's definitely different. You know, these are guys that I'm older than, and, you know, guys that, you know, I've been in the league 13 years, and these guys, seven, I think. So, I mean, for them just to have the knowledge of the game, you know, and the ins and outs of it, I think it's great, you know, for them to be in year eight or seven. But, like, just learning from them guys, because, I mean, I'm learning stuff every day, you know, especially here. They've been here for a long time. And just learning from them, you know, how it goes in this organization, you know, just how to move, you know, and then how to actually, you know, perform out there on the court as well.
What have you made of the practice habits of some of those guys that have been with the Grizzlies a few years, and you know, getting adjusted to playing with them? You've played on teams with, you know, real good practice habits. What have you made of the way they get after it?
We definitely get after it. It's a grind mentality. You know, it's training camp. Everybody's, like, you know, it's giving their best effort. 110%, I would say. But, you know, also just, you know, we're also getting better at it, you know, like being with each other, the chemistry, you know, and we still learning each other, you know, throughout these training camp days. I think we still got a lot, you know, a lot of ways to go, but, you know, I think the chemistry is coming along.
You have just played with a lot of different teams in your career, but you've played with different styles of play, very different kinds of star players you've played alongside. If you look back on your career stylistically, in terms of how the Grizzlies want to play, what is it most similar to from the teams you've been on in the past?
Just know how to get out in transition, you know, the pace. You know, a lot of teams I've been on, you know, always want to just pick up their transition pace, you know, but also being able to get some threes up in that transition, you know, easy layups, and also being able to pick up, you know, right after that transition happens. I think with this team, you know, we have that talent, you know, that, you know, the effort and speed that we can do both.
But is there any previous team you've been on that it reminds you of a little bit more than others?
Not necessarily. I think most of the team was, you know, was the teams I've been on was trying to pick up a transition pace. But I think here, you know, that's what they've been best at, you know, throughout the years in transition. You know, when Ja pushing the pace and then everybody just running the floor with him, I think it's just, we've been doing a lot of that now and more, and just trying to just keep it under control, I would say.
With all the talk about speed, and you have more experience at, you know, playing for other teams and being in more training camps, is there a noticeable difference, and how is this training camp different as far as the team actually trying to implement more speed than other teams are?
There's a lot different. You know, just there's a lot of the fast pace here, I would say. You know, we change possession, like, you know, pretty quick. You know, getting up and down the floor, and as opposed to, like, other teams, just really pretty much slow in transition, mm-hmm. or have, like, a couple, you know, possession where we up and down in transition, but not as fast as it is here, you know. And I kind of like the pace. Like I said, it kind of fit into my game, is just, you know, being that speed, dimming out down that court, getting offensive defense real quick.
Defensively, what's it going to be like? Like, can you describe what it's like when you have multiple guys, multiple wings who are capable of guarding a one? It seems like that's kind of what y'all are aiming to do, have multiple guys on the perimeter who can guard number one options. We've seen you do it, Jalen Wells, Vince Williams, a couple guys. What that do for you? What's that do for the team?
That means a lot when you have more than one guy that wants to defend, you know, and likes to defend. That's good for any team and organization. You know, but for me, defense wins games. You got to be able to get stops when you need them. You got to be able to, you know, buckle down and lock up when it's crunch time. So I think just having multiple defenders out there and then also can play and shoot on the offensive end goes a long way for us.
You're used to guarding the best perimeter guy on the other team most of your career, probably. And Jalen Wells sort of had that role for the Grizzlies last year. Are you guys going to negotiate it before every game?
I like that, yeah. I like negotiating that, you know. Or if not, you know, just me having, like, that talk with him, like, hey, this is how I'm playing this today, you know. Like, how are you playing? Or us being on the same page, it's like, if we're picking up full, we're picking up full the whole game. If not, you know what I'm saying, we're applying pressure, you know, in the half court, you know. So I love having talks with him and then just, you know, just have a little competition out there sometimes. But, you know, that's always fun, you know, when you can just come up to, you know, your younger guys and have that competitiveness.
When you get traded, I know there's probably a lot of complexities with the family and things like that. How long does it take for sort of, the challenges to sort of wear off and then excitement to come in to do something new?
It don't take long. I mean, this is my 13th. Season. I've been traded twice now, but you know, I've been in the same situation before. You know, it's just me just having a decision. I mean, a conversation with my family when it happens, and then we make our decision from there. And then the excitement always sets in. You know, just me being able to have another opportunity with another organization. You know, to play and bring my knowledge and game, you know, to this team. So I just look at it as and new opportunity every time, you know, if something happened like that.
Kenny, this team was near the top of the West for a big chunk last season before that unfortunate finish. Is that something you come to a team like this and you think I can maybe be that piece that helps them, a part of the piece, get them to that next step?
Yeah, for sure. You know, but me, just I'm just plugging in a space. You know, I'm just adding my knowledge and game, you know, to what this organization and team already has. And I think, you know, the way we're going, I think we can be back at the top of the West. You know, the way, how fast we want to play, you know, the chemistry we building here, sorry. And, you know, and so just us playing together is going to be key.
What have you seen from Cedric Howard so far?
Who was that now?
Cedric Howard.
Man, relentless. He got me a couple times on the offensive rebounds. But, yeah, he's relentless. I like his game, you know, how hard he plays. And he's willing to learn. You know, he's asking a lot of questions if he don't know. You always want a first-year guy like that.
Last question, anybody?
Defensively, going back to that, we were talking to Jaren the other day, and he was talking about how it's still important for him on the back line to kind of protect things. But flipping that around for you and some of the perimeter defenders, how important is it to you to kind of make sure you're doing your job to make it easier on, you know, the Jarens, Zach Edey, and Jock, and those guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, always important for that. You know, you don't always want it to depend on your back line, even though, you know, you have the help. You know, you also want to also, you know, guard your yard, you know, is what I call it. Just, you know, being able to put that pressure on ball defenders and then being able to not get out bigs and foul trouble, you know, it's always good, you know, to help them out and stay in the game as well.
Okay.
Appreciate you.